Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
Everyone always says your money should work as hard as you do. But the thing is, with Eagle Bank's highly competitive deposit interest rates on money market accounts and CDs, your money doesn't even need to work that hard. From personal to business, Eagle Bank's flexible deposit terms help you hit financial goals in the short and long term. Stop by one of the DMV area locations or visit us online at eaglebankcorp.com to learn more. Member FDIC.
What's up, everybody? JP Finley here, Redskins Talk Podcast, coming at you. We are very excited today. We're going to talk with NFL Network's Mike Garofalo. We're going to have a real good conversation about Kirk Cousins, everything going on with the Skins, trade options, what they're looking for at the combine, and kind of a look around the league, just because Mike has his finger on the pulse of just about every team in the NFL. So it's going to be fun. Before we do that, let me real quick thank our friends at Commuter Connections. They are always so good to us. Be sure you check them out on their app. You can call them. Let's be sure you are looking at commuterconnections.org, 1-800-745-RIDE, and Carpool Now is the app. Check that out. When you want, where you want, a ride for free. You cannot argue with that. All right. Mike, thank you very much for joining us, man. How you doing?
I'm good, brother. Getting ready for a crazy couple of weeks, and I do expect that it'll be crazy. I just don't know that we've had this much quarterback uncertainty around the league leading up to the start of the league year as we do right now between the Kirk Cousins stuff, between Jimmy Garoppolo, Mike Glennon, and the fact that really these quarterbacks in the draft are not being looked at as guys are going to be able to step in immediately. There's a ton of uncertainty, so it should be interesting.
A ton of uncertainty at the most important position in the league really is going to lead to, I think, a wild next month leading up to the draft. And, you know, you didn't even mention arguably the biggest name that's potentially out there in Tony Romo.
Tony Romo, Jay Cutler. I mean, you can just go down the list. And you look at, I mean, last year, I think, was a bit of an anomaly, or at least we thought it was, with Brock Osweiler. I mean, you had the Super Bowl champs, and you're saying, well, there's no way that they're going to let a guy who was their starter for part of their Super Bowl season let him get away. And then they did. And you're thinking, well, how are the Super Bowl champs now going to move forward here with a rookie, with a backup that we've never heard of stepping into the starting role? So that pales in comparison to what you've got now with Romo and potentially with Osweiler, because Romo to Houston, to me, and to a lot of people around the league, makes the most sense. For a number of reasons, and so this is really going to be an interesting couple of weeks. I truly believe you're going to see a lot of movement, and you're going to see maybe half a dozen quarterback changes, big quarterback changes around the league.
All right, so that is the perfect tease to what Redskins fans are kind of freaking out about, is the potential move of Kirk Cousins. So I'm curious. I think you and I both think that they're going to tag him. I don't mean to speak for you, but it's pretty obvious that the plan is to tag him. But where do you see him playing in 2017?
I mean, at this point, the longer this goes, with no indications of a long-term deal, the more I'm thinking that, that there'll be a potential trade here. And from the beginning, I was told, if he's tagged, just because he's tagged, doesn't necessarily mean that he'll be with the Redskins, because there could be a trade there, and certainly the presence of Kyle Shanahan has opened up the door to a lot of speculation. But there are other possibilities here. We talked about how much quarterback movement there's going to be. There are other possibilities for Kirk Cousins. And the fact that team was not ready to make that huge commitment to him last year. Top tier, top quarterback money, top quarterback guarantee money. The fact that they were not willing to do that last year, nothing really changed this year. He played a little better. He played consistent football. Had they made the playoffs, maybe it's a little bit different. I don't know. But that Week 17 game was not the best.
No.
Some of the decision making down the red zone, not the best. So I can't look at his season and say, oh, wow, he must have completely changed Scott McClellan's mind. He must have completely changed Bruce. He must have completely changed everybody's mind. And he's still kind of where he was last year in that sense. And so I can't imagine all of a sudden that this team is going to, before the start of the league year, say, all right, well, here's $50 million guaranteed. Let's just get this done. So the longer you're in that mode, the longer you've got to think that they're working on contingency plans and potentially making that move to get him out of there and move toward their next plan, whatever that may be.
Yeah, I mean, I almost think he played better in 2015 than he did in 2016, or certainly showed a longer peak. I mean, that last six-game run of 2015 before the playoff game, he was playing at a level a Redskins quarterback hasn't done since maybe the early days of RG3 in 2012. And in 2016, he was more consistent, but he rarely hit that fifth gear as often. We saw it against the Packers and maybe against the Cowboys loss on Thanksgiving. But I think there, to your point, though, there are so many questions.
Yeah, I mean, to me, the questions about him are those hiccups in the red zone, the Cowboys interception in the end zone, which was a killer.
That's a killer. And it seems like it stayed with him all year.
Yeah, and what I've heard from defensive guys, as I've covered the team plenty last year and talked to guys about defending them, is when he's not pressured, he's among the best quarterbacks in the league. When you start to get bodies around him and start to throw him off, I understand that any quarterback is not going to be as good. That's not the point. The point being that the difference between him when he's comfortable in the pocket, has time to throw all this stuff, and when he doesn't, is more drastic than you'll see with some of the other quarterbacks around the league. So those are the things that Scott McLuhan and his team are going to look at to evaluate the quarterback position and say, hey, elite quarterbacks find a way to be successful despite all that stuff. So that's the reason for their lack of commitment up to this point. They don't think he's elite in those areas, for sure.
Right. The thing I would argue is that I don't know. Some of those things are things that can improve, but clearly the Skins aren't sure that those are areas that they can improve. And he's playing behind a pretty strong offensive line. I mean, you know, it's not like he's getting killed. He doesn't take a lot of sacks, but he's also not running for his life like other quarterbacks we see around the NFL. I'm curious what you think. You know, there's reports that Kirk only wants to go to San Francisco, but I think especially in Indy at the Combine, there are going to be – I think other NFL teams are going to realize – Charlie Casserly told me this in Mobile to describe the 2017 quarterback class. He called them a humble group, which I think is a pretty diplomatic way of saying not a lot of talent at the QB position. And I think other teams are going to start to get a bit desperate, and trading for Cousins is going to kind of pop up on teams that aren't quite on the radar right now. I'm wondering if you feel the same way.
Yeah, well, I feel like Cleveland is looking for a veteran option. I really believe that. And part of that is the fact that Myles Garrett is considered to be the top player in this draft, and I think that that's the way that they're going to wind up going and try and get that veteran elsewhere, in large part because Hugh Jackson wants to win now. I mean, that feeling of losing that he had last year did not sit well with him, and he got emotional at a few points during the season. So I think he's looking to turn this thing around quickly and not make this a longer rebuild. And the way you do that is with a veteran quarterback, not necessarily a young guy, unless it's Dak Prescott with that offensive line in front of him, some of the weapons around him. They don't have them. So I truly believe that they are going to make a push. My understanding is Jimmy Garoppolo is one of the guys that they are prepared to make the push for. And they've got that second first-round pick to be able to deal if they want to wind up doing that. So I could see them certainly emerging as a strong candidate for Cousins. And look, at this point, I understand that the Bears, the Browns have an image issue. A lot of teams a lot of players are looking at the Browns saying, hey, I don't want to go there. Kind of like the Raiders a couple of years ago, where the Raiders had to overspend to get guys to come to Oakland. Now, these things have a way of changing quickly, and I use the Raiders, and all of a sudden, that's not a place that players are saying, I don't want to go there. That's a place where they're looking at it and saying, well, you got a good young quarterback, got a lot of skilled players, the Raiders are cool, you got a lot of history. There's no reason to say that the Browns can't do that, turn that around. So they understand that. They're going to be aggressive. So I wouldn't be shocked if at that point. And the other thing you got to remember about Cousins is he's so frustrated with the lack of a commitment from the Redskins now that a team that is going to be able to convince him, hey, come here, and I understand it's a trade, but there are other factors like a contract. Well, you know, hey, come here. We've got the right plan. We'll build around you. I'm a quarterback-friendly coach. You know what? That may be enough to sell him. He may say, you know, enough of this. I want to go where I'm feeling the love. And we talked about that on the air on NFL Network this morning, and I said, you know, he's looking for some love. He's looking for some commitment. And Nate Burleson said, oh, well, love, you know, come on, money, too. I said, yeah, money, yeah, but at some point, when you've got $20 million in the bank from last year, and you got another $26 million coming your way this year, at some point it stops being a money thing and it starts being a, where's the commitment, where's the plan, where's the feeling that I'm going to be a quarterback in a place for more than 1 year?
Well, and two things. One is Hugh Jackson, players love him. And, you know, just briefly talking with him in Mobile over those couple days down there, I mean, you get it. He's like a charismatic, exciting guy to just speak with. And two, you know, following RG3 has served Kirk Cousins pretty well so far. So if he lands in Cleveland, it might not be the worst spot. Although so that leads me to another thing is folks are kind of giving Kyle Shanahan in San Francisco this elevated status. And I get that Kyle has run really good offense for the bulk of his career as a coordinator. But I mean, San Francisco's kind of a mess. They ran off the best coach they've had since Bill Walsh 2-3 years ago. I mean, are we really to believe that the Niners have turned a corner and that 2-3 years from now, Kyle and John Lynch won't be maybe on their way out or are fighting with the front office and fighting with ownership also?
You're going to get questions everywhere. I mean, this is not – there aren't 31 other Patriots out there. There are going to be questions all over the map. Especially when you're talking about teams that don't have quarterbacks and have unsettled situations and have been losing for the last couple of years, and they're the ones that are going to be the potential destination. So, you're going to have to ask yourself, do I want to go to a place where a year ago the general manager was in the booth being a broadcaster? Now, I know John Lynch. I know his football acumen. The comparison to Matt Millen, I believe, is unfair. And I believe that John Lynch is going to do a nice job as general manager, but that's a leap of faith. That's a leap of faith if you're going to commit to go there. The other one is Cleveland and all the concerns that I've talked about there with Cleveland as far as their recent history. And, are you going to be able to get other guys to come with you to Cleveland? And are you going to have inferior talent because of it? So that'd be a leap of faith as well. Hey, Chicago, that Bears roster is pretty stripped down right now. Right. And Who knows who your coach will be in 2018 if you go there for 2017 to play under John Fox, who really needs a good season to rally there in Chicago. There are questions all over. Hey, there's questions staying in Washington. Who
Absolutely.
Do you want to be there
right.
to be? I mean, you may lose your top two targets there. And I love Jameson Crowder. I think he's a fantastic young player. But between him and Josh Doctson, who's been a big question mark, who knows what your offense is going to look like? I mean, Jordan Reed, I get it. I've forgotten about him, but there are changes to be made there as well. So I give my problems for Kirk Cousins problems right now. I mean, I'm not saying that, but it's certainly a lot of uncertainty for him right now.
Totally. I mean, there's huge questions for Kirk, even if he stays in D.C. on the tag. Just as, I mean, you get if Pierre and Deshaun leave, that's 2,000 receiving yards exiting your offense. And maybe Doctson's able to step up significantly in his second season, but there, even if Kirk stays, that offense isn't going to look the same. So it's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough to even, like, project those numbers without knowing what's going to happen with the receivers. I know you probably got to run, but I wanted to ask one more thing. I reported earlier this year, I'm curious if you've heard similar stuff. The Skins really like and believe in Colt McCoy. I think if something happened with Kirk, Colt would get an option to compete for the starting job. I'm curious if you've heard the same and what you think of Colt's ability.
Yeah, that's fair. But compete is the right word. It's not like they're all of a sudden going to hand it over to him. But, you know, who's he competing with? Is he competing with one of the younger guys that you feel like you can develop? Somebody that you can grab late in the first round or into the second round, one of those guys. So I could see that. And that's going to be a tough sell. I mean, the Redskins have to think about this as they approach this Kirk Cousins situation. I mean, if you make the decision to let that guy go, let's say he winds up lighting it up, even if he doesn't light it up. I mean, let's say the guy puts up good numbers. You go play Kyle Shanahan's system, let's say, let's throw that out as a possibility. You go play there, you're going to put up numbers. People are going to compare the numbers. Say, oh, look at this guy. You let this guy walk out of the building, he's throwing for 4,500 yards out in San Francisco. That's going to be the tougher part about that. I'm sure that Scott McLuhan and company understand that, but I'll be curious to see if they do move on from Cousins. I'd expect McCoy to be in the mix, but how's the rest of the makeup? That's going to be a very interesting part of the situation.
Well, it would be really interesting if they end up, and who knows, but if they end up with Cleveland or San Francisco as a trade partner, and you're talking about a number one or number two overall, and a kind of transformative defensive player in Myles Garrett or Jonathan Allen or whatever direction you go, the whole look of this team could be so different next year that it's almost hard to even project. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think it's going to be a different looking team on a number of fronts. I mean, they're going to spend the offseason retooling that. I'm sorry, man. There's so much noise going on in the background. I'm trying to get away from it.
Where are you? Are you driving to the airport or something?
I'm on the street. There's construction and buses. Everything's beeping and making noise, and I'm just trying to get by.
No worries.
This is going to be a very different looking team next year, just because of all they're doing the defense and the quarterback situation and everything. This is going to be a really interesting and pivotal year for Scott McCloud.
Absolutely. All right, one more question, real quick. Thank you to our friends, Commuter Connections. A couple clicks is all it takes to share a ride to work. CommuterConnections.org, 800-745-RIDE, or check out their app, Carpool Now. Mike, where is Kirk? Are we going tag? Or are we going trade? If you had to guess right now.
If I had to guess, I'd say tag and trade. You know, the tag, and if something gets worked out, I'd put him in San Francisco or Cleveland right now. Those would be my two guesses.
Thank you very much for coming on, man. I really appreciate it.
All right, brother. You got it.
Take care.
I owe you a beer.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Kia. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.